But right now, it's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. Do you remember what you put as a quote in your high school yearbook?
I don't remember having to put a quote.
Oh, really? That's a thing in some high schools. You have your senior quote. And a lot of times it's the friends we met along the way, and that was the real goal of high school, not the graduation, but the...
I'll have to look it up, but I think it was something from Caddyshack.
Oh, you're kidding me. Really?
Yep.
George.
George is George.
Leave that movie alone.
Hey, back then, that was the movie.
Have you rewatched it recently?
It's been a while.
I mean, it has some funny moments, you know, some great scenes, but overall, that movie, and I was too young, okay, so it kind of just creeped me out, that movie did.
Yeah, it's got some 70s creep to it, for sure.
Yeah.
But the golf parts, Spalding Swing, Rodney Dangerfield, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray, they're all great.
It needed to be quoted in your high school yearbook,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it earned it.
Yeah.
In your opinion. Well, Evan Pfeuffer, how would you say the last name? P-F-E-U-F-E-R.
Yeah.
Pfeuffer?
Sure.
Okay. Evan Pfeuffer graduated 6 years ago, and for his senior quote in his high school senior yearbook, for his high school in Long Island, he wrote, "Knicks in six, 2026 NBA Finals."
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So this has gone viral. He's posted pics of his high school yearbook and his prediction that he made then.
The only thing he's going to get wrong is it's going to be Knicks in five.
Yeah. Ooh. So now he's got to root for them to lose.
Right.
So he, at the time, he says that his parents were really pissed at him for doing that.
Why would
Because
they care?
Usually during that space that they give you, usually you're supposed to list all your accomplishments, you know, all state band and, you know, whatever, lettered in track. And this guy was actually, I think he was National Honors. Yeah, he was a member of the Honor Society.
He's so smart, that's why he could see the Knicks' future.
But he didn't use it for any of his accomplishments. He just used it for predicting the accomplishment of the Knicks 6 years from graduation. And so his parents were upset. But now that his prediction is looking so prescient, his parents, he says, they've come around a little bit. He said, "Now that it's happening the way it is, they said for the first time in their lives that I was right." Gosh. He's now 23. He works in sales.
And generic.
He said at the time he wanted to make a bold declaration about his love for the Knicks, who were terrible at the time. And he was at his buddy's house, and he said, "Knicks, 6, 2026. And it rhymed, and he figured, all right, well, I got to turn in a senior quote next week, so I'll just use that.
Boy, that's amazing.
And he did it, and it was printed, so he's the first one to predict this outcome. He says that the current squad has what it takes to win the franchise's first NBA title since 1973, even if it isn't in six games. He says, we all love his quotes, right? So his quotes are great. He says, "I absolutely love that they play ethical basketball." Ethics. It's about ethics to him.
Courage.
"It's team basketball. Everyone knows their role and cares so deeply, and you can see it whenever they play. They have heart." So congratulations,
okay.
Joe.
Okay. He's not wrong.
Congrats to him for getting that right. Okay. Are you guys into... None of the three of us have ever been into energy drinks, which I think is very rare, right? To get three guys in a room, and not one of them ever took a swim through energy drinks?
Like one time's all it took, and it made me feel weird.
Me too. Made my heart race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Too much taurine. Whatever right. that is. Well, how about this energy drink? It's called Yahweh.
Yahweh.
And it has on the front of it.
Look there.
Y-A-H-W-E-H, or however that's spelled.
You should know the way the Lord's name is spelled.
But is that what they're... Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, and it's got
Jesus on there. On the can. He's got a crown of thorns.
Okay.
Some circles, Jesus is just getting wider and wider, isn't he?
I don't understand it. I missed the memo, the cultural shift that said, hey, this is all okay now. Like, let's brand things with Christianity, and I guess people can show, they'll vote with their dollar, not on which is the best energy drink, but they want to support Jesus.
This is unbelievable.
Meanwhile, you think Jesus is getting any of this money?
No.
Jesus came around before name and likeness, right?
He did not have an NIL deal.
He didn't. No. He never signed. No. Not even a low-level deal.
No, he never hit the portal. He never did any of that stuff.
With like the Roman version of Starbucks, he didn't sign with mm-hmm. them. Or
this can on the front.
A good sandal company he didn't endorse.
Air sandals.
Says Yahweh, picture of Jesus, picture of Calvary in the background. Mm. And then at the bottom it says, take him anywhere. God.
Maybe a portion of the proceeds go to some church.
It doesn't say here that that's what it is. Yeah. One of the flavors they have is Blessed Berry.
Okay. It's kind of funny.
I don't know that this is supposed to be funny. He's the creator of Yahweh Energy Drink said, God put it on our hearts to specifically preach the gospel through an energy drink. That's his quote. Preach the gospel through an energy drink. There are other Jesus-themed energy drinks. There's agape, which is a Greek word for love, specific type of love. And one of their flavors is Preach and Peach. Yahweh has 0 calories, but agape has 10 calories. So agape costs $40 for a 20-pack. The standout in flavor, according to this review, is another company that makes Forgiven, which is spelled the numeral 4, GVN. So it's tech bro speak for washing someone's sins away through forgiveness. And there's no depiction of Jesus on their cans, but one of their popular flavors is Gospel Gummy, which tastes like gummy worms. There's also a Praise Energy. Your job is to simply look at the energy drinks and Praise Energy. And the mascot on Praise Energy is Zion the Lion. And it's a lion that's wearing an I Heart Jesus t-shirt. Oh my gosh, and he's wearing high tops.
Everything going on right now.
So do you think that these are raising awareness for Christianity?
I thought you were always for this stuff. If it,
what are you talking about?
Some sort of,
That's their argument. Is they're saying, yes.
You seem to always support
these
those.
Kids, it's exposing people to
like women
the
going
gospel.
Topless to raise awareness for breast cancer. You always seem to jump on those and think they're great.
I don't jump on the women as they're raising awareness.
Jump on those ideas and think, oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, they're pointy ideas that need to be taken into account. I mean, what's wrong with women going topless to raise awareness for breast cancer?
See?
It depends on the woman.
Isn't a woman going topless for breast cancer different than Jesus energy drinks?
Yes.
I know I've asked that question probably once a week for years.
It's the same kind of thing.
It is.
I think it is, yeah. Now, it may be more offensive to some people because we're talking about someone's religious beliefs, but same kind of thing.
I don't think it's the same at all.
Okay.
This is treating Jesus like an uncopyrighted Mickey Mouse.
It's like, hey, here's a brand that's pretty popular worldwide. We don't have to pay anything for it. Let's throw them up on a can.
Well, it's the same. I think it's the same mentality as some of the ridiculous stories you've had through the years. Yes, but it raises awareness for breast cancer. And
we had the Muser Walk that raised awareness for awareness.
That's right. At North Park Mall.
Yes. It's always so great. Yes, things are. It's important to raise awareness for things.
Okay.
But is this the right way to raise awareness for Christianity to get resurrection juice from Yahweh energy drinks? I mean, come on. Just something about it feels a little weird. But maybe I'm out of step on this. You know, that was kind of the old religious way of thinking, and the new religious way of thinking is that now we have capitalism Jesus. You know, he believes in this kind of stuff, and that's the way that you make money for your brand or raise awareness for your brand is you've got to have product.
Right.
And that's the problem, is that Jesus, he wasn't forward-thinking enough thousands of years ago. He didn't understand. You got to have product. You got to have merch, a merch table.
He didn't have his
priorities.
You know,
he destroyed the merch tables at the temple. I mean, he was,
merch tables.
Yeah, he wasn't thinking right.
You sound like the old church member who had a problem the day the drum sets were brought in for the contemporary service.
Yes, and so I need to
that was rock for Jesus. Like, well, that's not proper.
I didn't have a problem with that. Now, if you put Jesus on the kick drum head, you know, and he's head banging, doing the devil horns with his hand, then I'd have a problem with it.
Jesus didn't have his priorities straight. He was thinking about helping the sick and the poor instead of merch.
Yes. He should have been thinking about t-shirts and screen printing versus injection dye molds, or I don't know what all that stuff is.
He missed a merch opportunity for sure.
No doubt.
Yeah. Yes. And he let other people move into that space and take it over. You know, I mean, you can go to like Christian gift shops and there's all kind of merch in there. But Jesus should have been getting a cut of all that, is all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Then he could have been in a hot tub with his soul-saving mate.
Yes, exactly. And he wouldn't have had to walk around Galilee and all those places. He would have had a car.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, they could have got a cool minivan for all the disciples to travel around in.
Maybe even a PJ.
Yes. Yeah, Jesus could have had a private jet. A PJJ, private Jesus jet. All right.